www.thebrainfarm.com.
What is up, people? Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and psoriasis and eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is always a healing system, it is always a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. We have a guest coming up, an interview coming up in the second half of the program today, so if you have questions, we'll take them in the second segment. Get on board early. It's first come, first serve. 855-660-4261 is the number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add to water and sip it all day long. It's a wonderful source of micronutrients, vitamins A, C, D, E, and K. It's got fruit and vegetable powders, plant-derived minerals, glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin for your joints. You'll lose weight. It suppresses your appetite. It'll lower your blood pressure. It's a wonderful source of all your micronutrients, and it's just $50 a canister. What are you waiting for? If you haven't tried this stuff yet, give it a shot. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, and help spread the word about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Alrighty, thanks so much once again for joining us on The Bright Side. Second half of the program, we're going to be talking to the Kaltons about their new book, Rich Food, Poor Food. We've talked about their old book, their last book, Naked Calories, on the program, and this new book is really a wonderful source of practical information about shopping for good food, rich food, poor food, and we're going to be talking to the Kaltons in the second half of the program. If you want to get on board with questions, if you have any questions about health or nutrition and you want to talk to us today, 855-660-4261, we'll get your calls in our second segment. All right, we've been talking about the electrical nature of the body and foods that we can use to amp up biological electricity in the interests of keeping blood flowing smoothly and efficiently through the body. Blood, of course, red blood cells in blood, delivers oxygen to tissues. The movement of blood itself generates electricity. And anything we can do to keep that blood moving effectively is going to improve our health. Eating foods that contain electrical energy is always, always, always going to be in our electrical health interest. Now, electrical energy in food comes from the sun, and this next food that I want to talk about, food/supplement, really, is a powerful sun magnet. It basically harvests light, harvests solar energy. It contains pigments that trap solar energy as effectively or more effectively, really, than anything on the planet. It's a wonderful source of amino acids. It's a wonderful source of vitamins, especially hard to find vitamins. It's got electrolytes, it's got antioxidants, it's got polysaccharides. On top of all that nutritional value, it's cheap and it's tasty too. We haven't talked about this stuff a lot, but in my opinion, everyone would be wise to use at least a quarter teaspoonful every day, especially if you're detoxing, especially if you have blood clotting issues, especially if you're a vegetarian, because it's such a wonderful source of protein. I put a quarter teaspoonful in my smoothie every morning. It was called Tecui Lpatl by the indigenous Aztec Indians of Central Mexico, who were among the first folks to use it. They revered it as a superfood. It is truly a multifunctional power food. Gram for gram, it may be one of the most powerful foods on the planet. I am talking about spirulina. And this stuff, spirulina, has got such a complete spectrum of nutrients that you could basically live on this stuff. It's 60 to 70% protein. Folks, that is a lot of protein. If you're a vegetarian, you really want to be investing in this stuff. And it's not even that expensive, really. It's got all the amino acids you need. It's a must-have for vegetarians. It's a great source of omega-3 fatty acids. Again, hard to find omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids are very important for electrical energy, especially nerve electrical energy. Omega-3 fatty acids are very important for brain health, important for kids, important for developing brains, important for fetuses. Spirulina has been used in third world countries to treat arsenic poisoning. Russian scientists have used it to treat radiation. In one study, Russian doctors at the Institute of Radiation Medicine in Minsk gave kids who had been exposed to radiation from the Chernobyl disaster a teaspoon of spirulina every day for 45 days. They found it improved their white blood cell count by 50%. It improved bone marrow and spinal fluid and liver health. Spirulina can help lower your blood pressure. It boosts immunity, and it's got anti-cancer properties. Folks, this stuff is amazing. It can be really helpful for the digestive system. The polysaccharides, the sugars in spirulina, can have a coating effect on the digestive system. And it's pretty cheap, too. You can get a six-month supply of organic spirulina for less than $30. It doesn't have much of a taste. You can put it right in a smoothie. You can put it right in water. It's slightly, very, very slightly sweet. And for the most part, except for its green color, you're not even going to know it's there if you put it in your smoothie. Spirulina is technically classified as a bacteria, which makes it distinct from two other supplements that sometimes it gets confused with. That is blue-green algae and chlorella. Algae and chlorella are plants, technically. They're not bacteria. They have some benefits as well, but plants, plant cells like chlorella and algae, have their nutrients in a hard case, a cell wall that's a little bit hard to access. So spirulina, the nutrients in spirulina are a little bit easier to get at, especially if you're dealing with digestive issues. Spirulina is technically classified as a cyanobacteria. That means it's got a blue, purple, greenish color. And this blue-green-purple pigment is what gives spirulina its sun-trapping properties. Pigments are always going to be your friends. Reds, blues, yellows, greens, especially the darker pigments. The blue-green, in the case of spirulina, is an indicator that it has vitamin B12. Now, this stuff is very, very important, vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 deficiency has been called the hidden epidemic, and I agree. Vitamin B12 is a little bit difficult for the body to process and a little bit difficult for the body to absorb, and it's really hard to find. Vitamin B12 is not made by any animals. Vitamin B12 is not made by any plants. The only thing on planet Earth that can make vitamin B12 is bacteria. Now, typically, vitamin B12 will be made in bacteria that live in our guts, but if you're dealing with intestinal problems, and we've talked about that at length, if you're dealing with problems with bacteria in your gut, if you have dysbiosis, you're not making enough bacteria, the wrong kinds of bacteria, you're very likely going to be dealing with a vitamin B12 deficiency. And folks, getting some spirulina in your diet every morning can be very, very, very helpful. Vitamin B12 is not found in very many foods, and if you can find a food like spirulina that has B12 in it, that's a food that you want to eat. In my opinion, we would all be wise to use a little spirulina on a daily basis just for the vitamin B12, not to mention the protein, not to mention the essential fatty acids, not to mention the polysaccharides. And by the way, the polysaccharides in spirulina are absolutely stupendous, and this is what accounts for their wonderful blood-thinning effects. Vitamin B12 is also a great source of, spirulina is also a great source of minerals, especially iron. Iron in spirulina is much better absorbed than the iron that you get in supplements, by the way. All right, there's so much to talk about. We'll continue discussing the electrical nature of foods. Later on in the program, we're going to be talking to the Carltons about their new book. We'll take your phone calls when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Break Time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge in I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side,
We are going to shake things up a little bit today. We've got a couple of guests coming on, Jason and Myra Calton, in the second half of the program. They're going to be talking about their book, Rich Food, Poor Food. That's hard to say for some reason. We've talked about their previous book, Naked Calories, on this program. And their new book is a shopping guide on how you can make good food choices. Choose electrically active foods. So we're going to take your phone calls, I think, in this second segment. We got a full board, so I guess I don't think we're going to get to everybody. We'll try to get to as many folks as we can. Henry in Michigan, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, what's up?
How you doing?
Good, how's it going? I have like a million questions, but I just want to start off by saying thanks for all the knowledge that you've spread. You know, you've
helped
my life a lot. Just want to let
Thank
you know
you.
That. You probably hear that a lot, but yeah.
Well, I appreciate it every time, Henry. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. How can we help you today?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to go as fast as possible. I was 16. They said I had Crohn's disease. I've never been to the doctor since then. I'm 22 now.
Okay.
130, 5'9". And
okay.
I used to have acne like crazy. And
okay.
then now I only have like redness. I know it's like All from right. the from my digestive system.
All
and
right.
I've been listening to you for a year now, and the past 3 months I've been committed, and I
All
think
right.
the stuff I take is like probiotics, the nightly essence, the BTC,
nice.
One
All
World
right.
Way, Udo's Blend, Zinc Picolinate.
Damn, you're going good there, Henry. So what's going on? How can we help you?
I just want to know if, like, everything I'm doing is right, and, like, what do I need to be taking, and what is, like, also good to take, like...
All right, trust your body, number one. Listen to your body. This is the most important thing. You know, if I had to tell you one thing to do, Henry, that's a great question, and by the way, thank you for your kind words. I appreciate it. If I had to tell you one thing, and this is for everybody listening, trust your body. We have been convinced that our bodies are failing us. We've been convinced that we can't understand our bodies. We got to go to doctors to have them test us. We got to have diagnostics. We got to have authorities and people with white coats and people with PhDs and doctors and doctorate degrees telling us what to do. Listen to your body, and especially listen to your digestive system. Listen to your bowel movements. Watch your bowel movements. Watch the shape of your bowel movements. This is the most important information that you can have about the state of your health. Listen to your cramping. Listen to your bloating. Listen to your skin. Listening to your blood pressure. Listening to your sense of anxiety. Focus on your body and pay attention to every nuance. The body will speak to us subtly at first, a little bit louder later, and finally it'll scream at us when we get cancer, or we get heart disease, or any kind of degenerative breakdown. So trust your body, Henry. Sounds like you're on the right track. If you have a little redness still remaining on your skin, chances are you're still eating something that is not agreeing with you. Redness and inflammation in the skin are always a sign that the body's immune system has been activated. When the immune system is activated, that means the defenses are alerted and something is getting into the system that shouldn't be getting in there, and that means food. If you're not sure, hit the reset button by fasting for a day or two, maybe just doing some lemon juice, and then starting to eat as you would ordinarily eat a couple of days after you've cleared the system out, after you've hit the reset button, and see how you respond. But it sounds like you're doing great. Stay on. What kind of probiotics are you on, by the way, Henry?
I switch like sometimes with the Nightly Essence and with Jordan Rubin's 80
okay,
billion
good.
Units.
They're both good. Stay on the 80 billion units. Sounds like you're doing good. You want to put a little weight on or anything?
Yeah, I think 130. I'm too. I mean, I have like I'm not like completely like really skinny. I have like a fit, you know, cut body, but I
yeah.
need to gain like more than 130, you know. But
get yourself in the gym a little bit. You don't have to do too much. Maybe 15, 20 minutes a day, 3 or 4 days a week. Recovery time is important, and get yourself on some whey protein if you can handle it, and do your whey protein after meals, after you go to the gym, I should say, and then mix your whey protein with the Udo's blend, and then also maybe a teaspoon of creatine when you come home from the gym as well. We haven't talked a lot about creatine. That's great for helping you build a little muscle and also making you stronger in the gym so you can build muscle. Thanks so much. Appreciate your call. Henry, thanks, and hope everything works out for you. Keep up the good work, too. All right, real quick, Michael in Canada. What's going on, my friend?
Hi, Ben. I've been handling wild rodents recently, and I heard that's like...
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that, Michael. Say that again.
I've been handling, like, wild animals, and particularly wild
uh-huh.
rodents, and I heard in the Middle Ages there was the Black Plague was spread by mice from mice and rodents, and I was just wondering if
you could get the Black Plague, are you thinking? Bubonic Plague?
It's just that you had a... I've been getting these little bumps on my skin, and it's... And you had a previous caller a few weeks ago about scabies.
Okay.
And they've been appearing similarly like scabies. I have a feeling that it's the same sort of mite, except I go to the dermatologist, and they're completely denying it. And and you mentioned a traditional... pharmaceutical, like an old-timey pharmaceutical solution to it, and I couldn't get it. I didn't hear it properly.
Was it neem oil?
No, it wasn't neem oil. It was
nope.
The old-school, you said it like it was an old-school pharmaceutical solution to scabies.
For treating scabies, you know, I don't remember what I said. It wasn't tea tree oil, was it?
No. It was,
you know, I don't remember what I was telling, what I said. I'll have to check that. I'll have to go back into the archives. I don't remember what it was. Scabies is a little bit tricky, and it's not a nutritional issue. So I can't really help you on that one from a nutritional standpoint, although boosting your immune system is always a good idea. Are you sure it's scabies and not a skin reaction, something that's going on in your digestive system? Any other symptoms? Anything else going on in the body?
It's itching and little tiny bumps on the skin.
Aside from that, is there anything in the digestive system, blood pressure, anxiety, anything going on anywhere else in your body?
Well, certainly causing me anxiety.
Before that. Because I'm not sure, I wouldn't be 100% convinced that it's coming from something on the outside. It could be coming from something on the inside. The skin will respond to digestive issues and to breakdowns in the immune system pretty quickly. So if you have any immune system problems, if you have any digestive problems, those will show up on the skin. And then you got to deal with the whole digestive thing where you got to take the probiotics and look out for problem foods. But the only way to know for sure is going to be to check, to look for other symptoms. Now, if it is a topical issue like scabies, there are some herbal kind of remedies. Tea tree oil has been used, and also a neem oil has been used. As far as old time pharmaceutical remedy, I'm trying to think of what I might have told you, and I don't remember what that would have been. I don't really deal with a lot of scabies. They do use Benadryl capsules for the itching and for the discomfort. Was it Phenergan? Did I tell you about Phenergan or promethazine? Could that have been it? That's kind of an anti-itching agent. I got to tell you, man, I'm not sure what I told you.
Okay.
I'm not sure what I said. I apologize for that. Got to take one. See if I can get one more call. Thank you for calling, Mike. I wish I could have helped you more on that. Real quick, Bill, we got a couple of minutes here. How's it going? Oh, you know what? That's all the time we got. Sorry, guys. Call back tomorrow, Bill, Neil, Linda. I apologize for that. We're going to talk to the Caltons in our next segment about their new book, Rich Food, Poor Food. How you can make better food choices in the supermarket. Thanks so much. Appreciate your calls, guys. And try to call back first thing in the morning, and first thing tomorrow morning, we'll get you first up. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll come back with the Caltons right after this.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. but I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. For the last couple of days, we've been talking about foods, their electrical nature, and the importance of eating as close to alive as possible. Perhaps some of you caught this article from Science World Report. Western-style diet makes you die young, according to a new study. And I could think of no better way to introduce our next guests, Myra and Jason Calton. They have an interesting take on making food choices, which they elaborate in their very colorful and shiny and very easy to read new book, Rich Food, Poor Food. We've talked in the past on The Bright Side about the Calton's first and also very helpful book, Naked Calories, which discusses micronutrition and micronutrient deficiency. Today we're going to talk to the Caltons about some of their ideas in Rich Food, Poor Food, which they call the ultimate GPS, which stands for, well, we'll let the Caltons tell you what it stands for. Jason has a PhD in nutrition. He's been educated at both Harvard and Yale medical schools. Myra is a certified nutritionist and a fitness chef and an integrative health specialist and a very pretty lady to boot. So without further ado, let's welcome Dr. Jason and Myra Calton to The Bright Side. Hey, guys, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having us, Ben.
Before we get into talking about this very interesting and helpful book, Rich Food, Poor Food, question from Myra. What is a fitness chef?
Well, it's a, you know, you have to learn how to be a regular chef, but then you have to look at it from the extra standpoint of actually why you're creating the food. It's not just how to break up the chicken into usable pieces to cook dinner. It's understanding what chicken to buy and how to put the meal together to create positive nutrition in someone's life.
And fitness doesn't mean necessarily like exercise. That's what I think of when I think of fitness. Like,
oh, absolutely. And what you can do is, you know, a lot of times people will come with very specific desires, either to lose weight through fitness or to gain weight or muscle through fitness. And so it's understanding what things to put on the plate in order to help people achieve their goals.
That's, and you'll actually cook it for them?
I do cook for people sometimes, but usually I send them recipes because we deal with clients all over the world. So it would be a little difficult for me to be cooking for everyone.
Okay, very interesting. All right, I've never heard of that, fitness chef. All right, so you call your book The Ultimate GPS. I love that idea. Tell our listeners, what is a GPS? And maybe you could also talk a little bit about your theme, the idea, the main concept of the book before we dive into some specifics.
Sure. The concept of the book really is an offshoot of our first book, Naked Calories, where we introduce our rich food, poor food philosophy. So I guess what you kind of talked about at the beginning of the show is, you know, what is a micronutrient and how is it different than a macronutrient? So let's start there. Food has two basic components, right? As you know, it has the macronutrients, the carbs, fats, proteins, and alcohols, the caloric elements of food, and then it has the micronutrients, the non-caloric elements. Those are the fats, the vitamins, the minerals and the essential fatty acids that are oftentimes overlooked when it comes to food. So we recommend people find what we call micronutrient-rich foods, foods that are rich in those vitamins or minerals that can help us to become micronutrient sufficient. But the poor food aspect is what we call poor food ingredients, and that's because grocery stores today are laden with all these chemicals and pesticides and artificial colors and flavors and preservatives. So our book is set up to help you in the grocery store find the foods that are highest in micronutrients, but are also devoid of over 150 of these what we call poor food ingredients, or ingredients that can be detrimental or dangerous to your health.
And GPS?
Well, it's a GPS. You know, you use a GPS in your car to get you where you want to go safely and quickly. And we're set up the same way. We are a GPS. We steer you, navigate your cart directly in every single aisle of the grocery store, from dairy to dessert.
That's awesome.
To these
That's
foods
awesome.
That we've chosen.
Can people make good food choice decisions and buy good foods in regular supermarkets, or do they have to go to health food stores and Whole Foods type places?
Well, you know what? More and more, because people are desiring these foods, you're finding more of them appearing in regular grocery stores. Yes, you're going to find the majority, the most of any place, at, say, a Whole Foods or a health food store. But now, I'd say Publix, we have here locally, Wegmans, I know, has a great department. But they are starting to build these new departments within the grocery stores that have all of the healthy foods in there. So we urge people to print up something on our website called a Rich Food Request List. It covers every single one of the foods that we've chosen, and bring it into your grocery store and tell them that you want them to carry these things, because they are only carrying it because of greed. They think you're going to buy it. If you don't buy it, they're not going to carry it anymore. So we really want people to start printing these up and bringing them in, and we'll change together as a group what's on the store shelves simply by requesting better foods.
So we have to appeal to their greed. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what makes the world go round, unfortunately, in business. Jones Creek beef is a perfect example. I mean, it wasn't long ago that Walmart didn't carry grass-fed beef. Now they're carrying Jones Creek everywhere. So things are changing.
Okay, now speaking of greed, I find in my practice, I find many of us eat for marketing reasons. What do you think the relevance of packaging and advertising and public relations and marketing is and how we make our food choices? What is the impact of marketing and how we make our food choices? And what are some of the ways that businesses and money-making strategies impact our health or lack thereof, the general health of Americans?
Yeah, well, we've all heard about different corporations vying for market shares in the financial world. But what we don't understand is these food manufacturers are actually vying for something called your stomach share. They are trying to have their products take up as much of your stomach as possible. And this isn't something that they just kind of think about once in a while. This is the main goal of these companies. They are trying to manipulate their foods through both, like you said, through the marketing campaigns of how they present the foods to you as being healthy or being natural or being fresh, as well as through actual manipulations within the ingredients themselves. They actually dial in the color of the food, the texture, the taste, the mouthfeel, to the point with what they call the bliss point. They want it to be so good and so addictive that you literally can't put the food down and you'll keep buying it. And this is what I don't think a lot of Americans realize, is that there's a war going on right now between food manufacturers and your good health. And many of us don't even know that we're fighting it. So it starts on the front of the package, and we go over that in Rich Food, Poor Food, how to kind of understand the terms. It's not that natural or fresh doesn't necessarily mean good things, but did you know that if you use the term natural, it can also mean that the product contains hormones, pesticides, antibiotics, chemical fertilizers, genetic engineering, and sewage sludge? Not exactly the definition most people are thinking of when they see the word.
But it's natural sewage sludge.
Right.
Oh, that is the kind you want, you know?
Yes, I mean,
I
would never eat it.
There's more than 60,000 toxic substances and chemicals found in sewage sludge. So when people start thinking about, you know, things being grown, it's natural. Well, start thinking about all those things being covering your foods, and it becomes dangerous really quite quickly.
Is there a relationship between organic and sewage sludge?
Well, there's a big relationship. If it's organic, it can't be, sewage sludge cannot be used as a fertilizer.
Uh-huh, I see. So, in other words, if it's organic, then it's not sewage sludge. It's not fertilized by sewage sludge. I was under the impression that that was used as a fertilizer. No?
No, not organic food cannot use sewage sludge. So it can't, when something's termed organic, according to the USDA's Organic Production and Handling Standards, the term organic requires that food be free of potentially harmful or toxic pesticides, herbicides, chemical fertilizers, sewage sludge, and artificial hormones, including RBGH and RBST. Also, free of antibiotics, and it cannot be genetically modified.
Now, let me just get this straight. If my produce, if it's not organic, is it potentially sewage sludge fertilized?
Yes, potentially.
That is a scary, scary thought. All right, there's so much I want to talk about here. When we come back, I want to talk about GMOs, which is the main topic in this book. And then, I've got a couple other things to talk about. We're talking to the Carltons, Rich Food, Poor Food. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Back to the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Jason, Dr. Jason Calton and Myra Calton, certified nutritionist, about their book, Rich Food, Poor Food. Before I forget, guys, give out your website so people
sure,
can...
Sure, Calton, C-A-L-T-O-N, nutrition.com. And that's where they'll find all sorts of information and the great coupons for a lot of the Rich Food products that we offer in Rich Food, Poor Food. And it's absolutely free to go download the products.
Awesome. That's Calton. Say again now. Calton.com.
CaltonNutrition.com.
CaltonNutrition.com. Great. All right. I want to talk about GMOs, but well, we were talking off air about the Crave cycle. Can you talk just a little bit about the Crave cycle before we get into some GMO stuff?
Sure. I don't think a lot of people realize how cravings work. Do you want to take this one, Jay?
Sure. In our first book, Naked Calories, we talk about a researcher. His name was Michael Tordoff from Philadelphia's Monell Chemical Sense Center. And what he found out was that a lot of times cravings, specifically salt and sugar cravings, are a result not necessarily of just poor willpower, like a lot of people, you know, think, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm falling off my diet again and again. Why can't I stop doing this? Why do I sabotage myself? Well, it comes down to an actual biochemical change in the body. When we're deficient in specific micronutrients. So, for example, when we crave salt, he showed that that craving comes from a deficiency in calcium and magnesium. And the funny thing is that when you eat foods that are salty, what it does is the salt leaches the calcium from the bone, which then brings it into the bloodstream, and it kind of tricks your body into not being deficient in the calcium anymore, so the cravings go away. But then not long after that, the cravings come back. The problem also with sugar is that sugar blocks the absorption of calcium and magnesium, and sugar cravings are tied to these same two micronutrients. So it's like a dog chasing its tail. The more you eat, the more you crave, and
wow.
And the food scientists are using that to addict us to the food.
That is so insidious, man. And these guys at the Monell Institute, they are some of the smartest guys on the planet, too, that are working on these kinds of ideas. Oh, man. You read Fast Food Nation, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I think they actually quoted one of the things about Naked Calories was they said it was going to be like the new Fast Food Nation.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. Naked Calories is an awesome book. All right. The blurb I got from Merrill Moss Media Relations, the headline is 80% of packaged foods have genetically modified ingredients. Could you touch a little bit on GMOs, the problem with GMOs, and how we can avoid them? It seems like it's almost unavoidable now. You don't even know what food contains GMOs.
Exactly, because it's 80%, like you said, of all packaged food in the grocery stores. That's an overwhelmingly large amount of things. That's because 93% of the soy, 90% of canola, 86% of corn, all these things are genetically modified. But the problem with genetic modification is that we don't have any studies saying it's safe for humans. We have a lot of studies saying it's not so good for animals, and that's all we can go on. But because there have been no human studies done, we don't know if they're safe. And a lot of times, you know, this, because it's so, been so negative on the animals, we're assuming that it's going to have the same effects on humans as well. So we want to make sure that we're not eating genetically modified foods. But here's a shocking one that we want people to be understand. It's not just when you see corn or soy or any of these major ingredients on the label. There are derivatives of each of these ingredients, and that's why they're in all the different foods. For example, when you see sugar on the label, which a lot of people don't realize, if you see sugar on the ingredients list, it used to come from sugarcane. I mean, that's what our grandparents would think. But now, 55% of all the sugar on labels on the ingredients list comes from sugar beets, and 95% of all sugar beets have been genetically modified. So even something that looks like, you know, sugar, no one would have thought that that was genetically modified, but even that's a genetically modified ingredient. So we give you five ways that you can try to reduce it. First of all is to buy things that are organic. The second is to buy things that are labeled non-GMO verified. The third is to choose local and organic pasture-raised dairy and avoid meats that are filled with GMO animal feed. So if you know your farmer, you can go and say, are you feeding them GMO soy? Are you feeding them GMO corn? And you can get around it that way. Or buy organic because they're not allowed to do that. Another thing is to learn the derivatives, like soy is soybean oil, soy lecithin, corn oil, corn starch, canola oil, sugar from the sugar beets, and to learn those derivatives and to make sure that you don't buy them. So we give people a lot of these guidelines in the book, and none of the products that we chose as our rich food products contain any GMO or GMO derivatives.
Now, is there any packaged foods that have any upside to them?
Yeah.
Packaged foods that have upsides?
Yeah, is there any benefit to eat anything that comes in a box or has been packaged or processed in any way?
Sure. I mean, the idea for us is, you know, obviously eating local produce and grass-fed meats and wild-caught fish are going to be, you know, like our ancestors did. You know, when we traveled to over 135 countries around the world for 6 years, we lived with these remote tribes, and we saw what a natural lifestyle really looked like that produces health. And, of course, it's nothing like what we have here in America. But to say that every box food or even minimally processed food, you know, is bad, I think it's too much of a broad sweep. So there's a lot of foods in rich food, poor food that are still, you know, minimally processed, but we still consider them to be a rich food. They're void of the negative poor food ingredients, and they still contain a good majority of their natural innate micronutrients.
Give us a couple examples of a box processed food with a cartoon character on the cover that you classify as a rich food. Even cartoon.
Most of them aren't putting cartoon characters on the boxes or bags. They're going for a more natural approach. So, for instance, you know, rather than the cereal that's got a cartoon character and is loaded with a whole lot of junk and preservatives that are made of petroleum and all sorts of stuff, we have cereals that are fantastic, very, very tasty, and that we put in the book as rich foods. There's one called Lydia's. There's one called Louise's. And they're grain-free, or they're wheat-free. They add in things like chia, which is fantastic for your omega-3s. And there's Nature's Path was another one, and that's made out of chia and hemp. So that we do have cereals in there for someone who just wants to have a box of cereal in the morning.
All right.
And
so
then there's bags of chips. We happen to really like the Honest chips because they use organic potatoes, and potatoes usually carry a lot of pesticides. They're on our list of the fruits and vegetables that have the most pesticides. And then they use coconut oil, which is a fantastic oil to use in frying. It's got a great, safe, high temp, and it's loaded with fantastic elements in the coconut oil. And they use an unrefined salt. So unrefined salt has a lot more of the trace minerals in it, and it's not just been, you know, refined to be like the sodium and chloride that the table salt, and that's what people generally use. So, yeah, I mean, that's one of our favorites. We even have chocolate bars, and we're not telling people to get rid of what they want to eat. We're telling people how to choose things better.
Wait a minute. Hang tight now. What was the name of the chips?
Okay.
Honest chips.
The name of the chips Jackson's Honest Potato Chips.
Okay, and then the candy bar, the chocolate bar?
We've got a couple candy bars. Our top one is Lucine's sugar-free 83% dark chocolate bar using naturally sweetened with stevia. It's soy-free. And the other is Coco Polo 70% cocoa dark chocolate bar. And lastly, we've got a great bark named Romeo Organic Sprouted Hazelnut and Fig Chocolate Barks, and they're naturally sweetened with coconut sugar.
And if you don't feel, if you want to just make it yourself, we actually give you a recipe for making chocolate bark in your own house. So it's really, really easy to create this, and I like to put it in the little molds for that are usually used for ice cubes and just pop one out anytime that you're having a craving and have a little piece of dark chocolate.
That's really cool. Well, you know what? Speaking of chocolate bars, you have an interesting concept you call EMDs. I love that idea. Many of us, we eat food and we think all food is going to nourish us. Snickers bars because we're hungry. We say, oh, well, I'm hungry. I can have a Snickers bar or chips. And we, even if we know the sugar or the grease isn't good for us, we have this underlying idea that it's food and it's going to have some kind of value. But you talk about something you call EMDs. We've got about a minute. Tell us real quickly about what you mean.
Sure. EMDs is a term we created, again, in our first book, Naked Calories. It means everyday micronutrient depleters. And there's two basic ways that these can come into your life. Some of them are found naturally in foods, in things like oxalic acid or phytic acid. These are acids that naturally bind to vitamins and minerals in our food and can make it so that our bodies can't absorb these nutrients, both from the foods that they're found in and in foods that we eat with foods that contain these naturally occurring acids. And then everyday micronutrient depleters are also lifestyle habits that we may find ourselves in or take part in. So pollution, smoking, drinking, taking over-the-counter or prescription medications, exercise, all these things then further deplete us. And when we put them all together, we have to take them into an account when we're looking to see if we're becoming micronutrient sufficient overall by the end of the day.
Wow. Thank you so much, guys. That's all the time we have for today. Their book, we've been talking to Jason Calton, Myra Calton, about their book, Rich Food, Poor Food. Give your website out one more time, guys.
It's CaltonNutrition.com, C-A-L-T-O-N, nutrition.com, and take a look for the Rich Food Resource Center. We've got a lot of great coupons and even free tote bags there on the site for anyone who comes in and finds them.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Bright Side, Jason and Myra. The book is Rich Food, Poor Food. First book, Naked Calories. They're available everywhere. Like they're, both books are treasure troves of interesting, practical, and helpful information. Thank you, Jason and Myra. Thank you, listeners. Appreciate all you guys. We'll be talking tomorrow more about the electrical nature of foods. I'm pharmacist Ben. Head over to brightsideben.com. Click on the Join the Team link and help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. Alex Jones is next. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.